Welcome to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwoods 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Now it's time for exciting Hatchet play-by-play coverage on WJJQ. Here's Alex Cook.
High school basketball is live and on the air. A very good Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us here. And we're back at the Hatchet House for another great Northern Conference Boys Basketball Showdown as Tomahawk welcomes Medford to town. And right back in the booth with me, the one, the only, from the roughing table right up here to the broadcast booth, Terry Tim. Welcome back, Pike.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Alex. And I got a front row seat for what I think is going to be an exciting night tonight because I watch that JV game. And usually what the JV squad does, the varsity does also because they practice together. So, Tomahawk, tie your shoes tight. It's going to be up and down, boys.
Yep, you can only hope. So let's go ahead and get into our Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show, Pike. We know that this Tomahawk team is going through a bit of a rebuilding phase. New team, brand new coach, trying to figure out a direction for the squad. They've lost their last six games, including losing three, including losing their last three, including two in the holiday tournament as well.
Yeah, and that first game in the holiday tournament, we did okay. But we had our ups and downs, and we came back at the end, but we lost it there down the stretch. But Tomahawk's still finding their identity. Early on, we were a one-show pony, one-trick pony here with Brody Rigney scoring all the points. But some other guys have come to the forefront, Easton Sleeper, being Ethan Ain. So we've got some other scorers out there. And one night, Mr. Tyler Sundquist was the leading scorer. So we'll have to see what we got tonight, but I know that Medford's got some scorers, and they put it up and they light it up.
Yep, absolutely. Tomahawk, their lone win came in overtime over White Lake. Medford, on the other hand, this is not the same team that made the sectional round last year by any stretch of the imagination, Pike. Last year, they won 22 games. Like Tomahawk, they're going through a bit of a rebuilding phase. They're currently 3-7 on the season, 2-2 in Great Northern Conference play. But the one constant force for Medford is the leading scorer not only in this team, but in the Great Northern Conference, Mr. Tanner Harabi.
Yeah, I've got them down for 23.5 points a game. They've got two other scorers in double digits, Charlie Girl at 12.2 and Connor Klingbeil at 10.3. So they can light it up, and we're going to see a lot of threes tonight. I watched that JV game from up close. The JV squad from Medford had 9 made threes in the first half, so we'll see some of that. Hopefully not as many made threes, but we're going to see the amount of threes here tonight by the Medford Raiders.
Pike, let's go ahead and get into our keys to the game. What does Tomahawk need to do to pull off the upset?
Well, number one is we're a young team. We've got to play fundamentally sound in all areas, offense and defense. We've got to stress ball security. Make sure your passes. Don't have any live ball turnovers because those are going to turn into easy points. Be patient on the offense. Move the ball around and keep saying, let the ball find the open player. We don't have that many players that can create their own shots, so you got to move the ball around. And they're going to see an intense 84-foot press by man-to-man, run and jump press. They're going to double team you full court, and so be prepared, boys. They got to break that pressure, and the last thing is they got to start strong. This is our home court. You know, we've got to defend it. Medford, I think, is looking forward to Friday night's game against Rhinelander.
Yes.
And if we can catch them sleeping at the start, we could play downhill for a while instead of struggling uphill as we have for most of the year.
Yep, absolutely. What about Medford? What do they need to do to get their third win in Great Northern Conference play?
Well, they used to have on the back of their warm-ups relentless, and that's what they are on defense. They stress that man-to-man pressure. They'll do that blind double team as soon as you turn your back on the dribbling up the court, bringing it up after baskets or when you're coming full length. So you've got to be aware of where that double team's coming from, and you've got to be able to handle that intense pressure full court. Next thing that Medford's got to do is turn those turnovers that they're probably going to see in the easy points and own the glass. They got to pound the glass. And that JV squad moved the ball around for Medford very efficiently. They didn't use the dribble to move the ball. They pass. They ran a four out, one under, and they look for the three-point shot. They'll look for the three-point on breakaways. They look for it at all points of the game. So they're going to try and light it up here tonight, Alex.
Definitely something to look forward to. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll take a listen to Hatchet head coach John Larson to get his thoughts on tonight's game. This is the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pregame Show here on WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Hey there, Hatchets. Ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? It's time to team up with Park City Credit Union. Rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. That's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from. For those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cash back checking. Or, if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance, enjoy earning an impressive 6% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. Ready to make a move? Then open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchet's card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See credit union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchet's pride today with Park City Credit Union.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets!
John Chase Schutte Construction of Tomahawk would like to wish the Tomahawk Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. They'd like to salute the athletes and coaches for their hard work and dedication to THS. If you have a building project in your future and need site prep work, or if you would like to add a pond, driveway, food plot, or boulder retaining wall to your property, then call John J. Schutte Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Good luck, Hatchets, from John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pregame Show here on WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Currently joining me is Hatchet Boys Basketball Coach John Larson. John, welcome back, and thank you for joining me.
Thanks.
All right, this is the first time we've been able to talk since the Hatchet Holiday Tournament, and also since you lost to Mosby. Why don't you take me through the last three games and what it's been like as a growing experience for your team?
Well, I'll be honest, the Holiday Tournament was a little bit of a disappointment. I think the one thing is Montello surprised us. They were better than anyone thought they would be. Mm-hmm. They're a good basketball team. And you know, we would have had to play a flawless game just to be competitive with them. And we didn't do that. We just some of the same things that I've been talking about week in and week out, you know, continue to plague us. We haven't been able to put a full full 36 minutes in,
right,
where we haven't struggled with some aspect of the game of basketball, mm-hmm. and it allows good basketball teams to be great basketball teams when we can't get the job done, whether it be rebounding, field goal percentage, turnovers, I mean, you name it. If there's any good basketball team will take advantage of those things and be a great basketball team that night you play them. So the second game against Marion, that was a little more competitive. Again, that was a classic example again of a game where we played well in spurts. We played well for maybe 18 of the 36 minutes, and the other half of the game we just, you know, we would claw our way back and then let them extend the lead again. We would claw our way back, come back and extend the lead again, and we just couldn't get over that hump. And then Mosini, what am I going to say? They're on a whole nother planet. That's probably one of the best basketball teams I've seen in the area in a while. They're good, really good. And even if we would have played a perfect game against them, we still would have been wiped off the floor. So credit to them. They do things right. I had a nice conversation with their head coach before the game. Told me a little bit about what they do at the youth level. It was really impressive. And he said the two other key factors is he tells his players they need to be multiple sport athletes and they need to be in the weight room. And have you heard that before, Alex?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so our guys got to start buying into that kind of stuff. And until they do, things like Friday are going to continue to happen against the really good basketball teams in our area.
Well, let's go ahead and focus in on tonight's opponent. You've got Medford coming into town. Medford, this is a team that is a far cry from where they were last year, graduated a lot of key players. They still have one of the leading scorers in the Great Northern Conference, Tanner Harabi. What does your team need to do to get the victory?
Well, first of all, they're still a very good basketball team. They did lose a lot, but they're very well coached. And a lot like Mosini, they have a program in motion that they just kind of, rebuild year after year. Now, obviously, losing the type of caliber of players that they did, they can't get back to that level, but they're still a very good basketball team in the Great Northern Conference. They're a team that loves to shoot the three. We got to contest those shots and force them to, take those shots and miss them. And then we have to rebound. Again, it's the same old thing. We've talked about it multiple times. We have to be a good rebounding team. I think our initial defense is always good. We're very active. We've continued to get better. We stress a day in and day out in practice. We continue to go to another level, but our rebounding has to get better. That is kind of, it's gotten better, but it's still not where it needs to be. So we have to rebound the ball. We have to be able to handle their pressure. They'll put a little bit on us, but I don't think they're going to be pressure the ball as much as Mosini or Rhinelander did. And to be honest, we've handled the pressure of our opponents pretty good overall in the season, so I'm really not that worried about it. And then I'll be honest, we got to put the ball in the hole. Offensively, we get good shots. We really do. Our men work hard. In practice, they're learning and understanding how to space the floor. They're learning how to move without the ball. They're starting to use more screens. They're starting to roll off those screens. We're seeing it in practice. We're starting to see it more in games, and we're creating good shots. We just got to put the ball in the hole. Our field goal percentage every game has been not good. You can play great in every other aspect of the game, but if you can't score points, you're not going to win a game. So, we have to improve in our field goal percentage. We have to play a solid defense, and we have to rebound.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, Coach?
No, just thanks for being here. Appreciate the coverage, and hopefully we can play a complete game for 36 minutes.
Let's hope so. Young Tomahawk takes on Medford tonight. Tip off at 7:15. John Larson, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Cameron Orthodontics Radio pregame show right after this on WJJQ.
Evan, Amanda, and the staff at Tomahawk Builders Supply are proud to be one of our radio sponsors of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Tomahawk Builders Supply is your complete building center. From planning and design service to top quality building supplies for the do-it-yourselfer or contractor, including Anderson Windows, ThermaTrue Doors, Mannington Floor Covering, Dura Supreme Cabinets, and Benjamin Moore Paints and Stains. Tomahawk Builders Supply is open Monday through Saturday and located at 120 North Railway Street, just a block off Wisconsin Avenue in Tomahawk.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty and proud to be a sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for land, lake homes, or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call. Keith Hansey for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
The savings are automatic when you shop at your local Trig store. No club card required, no coupons needed to get these savings like Kellogg's Special K cereal. Select varieties are 3 boxes for just $7. Healthy Choice frozen dinners and steamers, 5 for $10. Betty Crocker helpers, 3 boxes for $5. Lean Cuisine features and favorites, 4 boxes for $10. Cottonelle bath tissue or Viva paper towels, $6.99 a piece. And the savings are automatic when you shop at Trig's.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pregame Show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk as we get set for tonight's Great Northern Conference showdown between Tomahawk and Medford. Taking a look at other games across the Tomahawk landscape for tonight. Hatchet boys swimming, they're currently down in Medford as well. They have a double duo with Medford and Antigo. And the girls team is also in Medford tonight. We'll be getting updates from them. Tomahawk hockey did have a game scheduled against Wisconsin Rapids. That has been postponed. They're trying to find a makeup date, except Tomahawk's back into the schedule. They go all over the state as well, so they're looking for one. So we got Tomahawk boys basketball tonight against Medford. Pike, I'm going to give you some final thoughts here before we wrap up the pregame show.
Well, Medford's without Logan Baumgartner, who a lot of listeners might remember. He's their all-time leading scorer. He's currently at Stevens Point and on their basketball team. I checked their roster and was surprised to see that two other great Northern players are on the Point team. Jackson Smith, a freshman 6'3 guard out of Rhinelander, and Ryan Peterson, a 6-foot guard out of Northland Pines. So the GNC has contributed to the Stevens Point basketball program quite a bit in the last few years. Tonight, we got to withstand the pressure and settle down, get your nerves under you, and move the ball around, and let's get a well-rounded scoring tonight from several players. But be ready for the pressure, because it's coming, Tomahawk.
I'm also looking to see how well Brody Rigney responds after struggling over the last few games. That'll be key. We're going to go ahead. That's going to wrap up the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show here on WJJQ. We're going to take a break. When we come back, starting lineups and tip. From the Hatchet House, this is Hatchet Boys Basketball on WJJQ.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2-for-1.
Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs. And don't forget, 10% of all Hatchet apparel sales are donated to the Hatchet Booster Club.
Northwoods Award and Engraving is your one-stop shop for your awards and marketing needs, offering custom awards including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, as well as tumblers, name tags, and more.
Simply Stitched,
Northwoods Award and Engraving,
both proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline, and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk and County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees are proud of the accomplishments of their membership and are honored to salute our Hatchet student athletes who are dedicated to excellence in their sport and the classroom. USW 248 is happy to sponsor our team with play-by-play coverage here on WJJQ. Good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International 248 Tomahawk Mill Employees Team.
As your local insurance agent here in Tomahawk, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that best fits your needs, personalized to help you make smarter decisions about insurance. Calhoun Insurance has the knowledge and over 30 years of experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether it's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting closer to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 715-224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
And welcome, everyone, to Hatchet Boys Basketball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. Let's go ahead and quickly go over tonight's starting lineups. First off, for the Medford Raiders, a senior number one, Tanner Harabi. A senior number four, Nick Staliga. A junior, number five, Charlie Girl. A senior number 11, Owen Stockwell. And junior number 23, Hayden Coaster. The Medford Raiders, with 3-7 record at 2-2 currently in Great Northern Conference play. Now the starting lineup for the Tomahawk Hatchets. A senior, number zero, Easton Sleeper. A senior, number one, Ethan Ein. A junior, number two, Malachi Scheffler. A junior, number 21, Brody Rigney. And junior, number 40, Tyler Sundquist. Hatchets are coached by John Larson and assisted by Levi Spaeth and John List. Tomahawk will go from left to right. Medford will go to right to left as we begin this Great Northern Conference game here, Pike.
Yep, and let's start out quick, and let's find out where number one is here, and make sure you got a hand in his face, because he's going to be chucking up them tray balls.
Yes, he is.
Mr. Harabi can load it up. He makes that scoreboard chime.
Yes, he does. Tipping off for Tomahawk will be Tyler Sundquist, and tipping off for Medford is Owen Stockwell, and he wins the tip, and here comes Tanner Harabi and the Raiders across the midcourt line. Harabi goes to the left. He will hand off to Girl. Girl drives inside on Rigney. Fakes, kicks it back out. Harabi, he'll drive inside on Scheffler. He stops, goes up over Rigney, and puts it in off the glass. Tanner Harabi with the first points. Quick inbound to Brody Rigney as Medford settles into another full-court press, which is Tomahawk has seen a lot of so far this year. Sundquist now far wing, guarded tightly by Coaster. Sundquist tries to get it inside. Ball knocked out of bounds by Owen Stockwell, who will remain with Tomahawk.
And again, we saw that run and jump press there. They try to double team you. As soon as the dribbler turns his back, a double team is on him. So Tomahawk did an effective job that time with Brody Rigney just beating it himself up the left sideline with a drive.
Here is Sundquist. Gets it back to Scheffler. Scheffler gets it inside Sleeper. Sleeper fakes, looks, has to operate. Stops. Nice pass over to Ethan Ein, and he gets that to roll in with the left hand. Sundquist to Ein for the first two of the night for the Hatchets.
Nice ball movement there. A tough pass across the lane. The bottom of the lane went past two defenders. Mr. Ein will put it up.
And here's Girl driving inside on Ein. His shot no good. Rebound goes off of Ethan Ein and out of bounds will remain with Medford. Driving inside was Charlie Girl that time. 54 seconds in, where we have 1 2-point bucket on each side as Harabi gets it in. Handoff back, and Harabi's jumper's no good. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Staliga. Kicks it back out to Girl. Girl's jump stops, goes up his layup, no good, but a foul. And Charlie Girl will go to the line for two.
Well, I'm surprised the JV squad was passing that ball around the perimeter. No dribble, just moving it quickly around. This varsity team is doing a lot of dribble drive penetration down the lane.
Yes, they are.
Some easy high percentage shots are going to the line.
Yep, Charlie Girl at the free throw line. He knocks down the first. Medford's free throw percentage is at 63%, so not bad, not great either. Girl will get his second free throw here. And it's short. Rebound grab by Ethan Ein. So Girl splits the free throws. And Ein will get it over to Scheffler. And again, Medford in that tight press. Now here comes the double team. Scheffler picks it up, swings it over Rigney. Rigney will get it across the midcourt line, and Tomahawk will reset. Sundquist drives inside. Right hand floater, no good. Rebound grab by Owen Stockwell. Getting it up to Hayden Coaster. Coaster across the midcourt line. He drives, fakes, and a traveling violation call on Coaster. It'll go back to Tomahawk.
Again, Medford trying the dribble drive penetration. That time they drove the lane and stopped, took their two steps. But you got to do something after the steps. That's traveling if you just stop.
And Rigney has it knocked away. Harabi comes up with it. He's going to stop, pull up, and knock down a three. Tanner Harabi with five early on here for Medford at 6-2. Scheffler gets the inbound, gets it up to Rigney. Rigney across the midcourt line. He'll go between the legs, fakes, looks to operate, has to get rid of it, gets it inside Sleeper. Sleeper fakes, back out Rigney. Rigney guarded tightly by Stockwell, the tallest man on the court. Scheffler now top of the key, swings it over to Ein, left wing. Ein drives inside, handoff Sundqvist, three ball, corner pocket, off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for and corralled by Charlie Girl for Medford. And here come the Raiders back the other way. Girl dribbled it off his foot, scoops it back up. Ball knocked out of bounds by Malachi Scheffler. It will remain with Medford.
And that time we saw Medford's transition game. They're going to try and run at every opportunity off of rebounds or off of live ball turnovers.
Harabi gets it in to Coaster. Coaster lost his dribble and a traveling violation called. It'll go back to Tomahawk. So the Hatchet defense so far so good. Their offense needs to get going, though.
Yeah, and they're handling the pressure so far adequately. There's a double team again.
And there is Rigney getting it over to Ein. Ein gets it up Scheffler. Scheffler gets it across to Sleeper. Sleeper stops, gets it over. Rigney has it knocked away from behind, and Coaster comes up with it. Here comes Medford back the other way with Staliga, who goes up and lays it in. And now bad pass on the inbound from Ein right to Harabi. Gets it inside to Girl. Turn around on Ein, and his jumper's good. Medford opening up a 10-2 lead here early on this Tomahawk team. Like you said, a fast start. This is not what we wanted to see. Scheffler doubled up in the corner, and a timeout is going to be called by John Larson. He's going to want to talk it over. It'll be a 30. We'll take one as well. We'll be back with more after this from Cerny's Greenhouse.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ. Brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Boys Basketball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk, as Tomahawk currently trails Medford 10-2 here, 15:22 to go in this first half. Sundqvist will have to get it in. That's another bad pass, but it goes off of one of the Medford players, able to save it right to Coaster from Staliga, and Medford will set up their offense with Charlie Girl. Girl gets it over to Tanner Harabi. Harabi swings it over to Staliga. Staliga back, Girl top of the key. Now Coaster swings it back. Harabi, he's going to drive to the right side. Harabi stops, kick out. Staliga for three, no. Rebound fought for and knocked out of bounds. It will remain with Medford. Last touch by Malachi Scheffler. He was getting tied up with Owen Stockwell.
And that time, Medford stuck with a dribble drive penetration by Mr. Robbie, and he passed it out to a wide-open three-point shooter in the corner, and it didn't fall down that time.
Here's Staliga, gets it back inside to Girl. Nice play out of the out-of-bounds for the Raiders, and another lay-in for Girl. It's 12-2 Medford. Rigney back to Ein. Tomahawk has to try and break this press. Ein is able to get it across the midcourt line, and now knocked away out-of-bounds. It will remain with Tomahawk. Last touch by Harabi. Medford will make some substitutions. And it will be Braden Balkhair and Connor Klingbell in. And it looks like they're also bringing Carson Carbaugh.
When you turn up the pressure, you expel a lot of energy. So they're going to be sending in some substitutes every now and then just so they got fresh legs under them.
Yep, here's Sleeper now to Scheffler. Over to Sundqvist, top of the key. He stops, has to get rid of it, does to Rigney. Rigney will take it back out towards the midcourt circle, guarded by Carbell. Rigney going to the right, now crosses over, drives inside, picks up his dribble, gets it over Sundqvist. Sundqvist looks to operate, fakes, gets it over to Scheffler. Scheffler using the Sundqvist screen. Sundqvist driving down the lane, right hand layup is good off the glass. Tyler Sundqvist with his first two. It's now 12-4.
Nice running floater over the weak side help defender from Medford. Off bank shot off the high off the glass. Pretty looking shot.
Here's Carbar now over to Harabi. Now far corner guarded by Scheffler. Swings it back. Klingbell. Klingbell guarded by Sundqvist. Swings it to Harabi now far corner. Harabi crossover pull up. 15 footer. No. That one rolled around and out. Rebound grab by Sleeper. Now here comes Malachi Scheffler. Scheffler takes it across the midcourt line. Lost his dribble, able to get into the backcourt to get it. Riley Massa set to check back in, and another turnover. Here comes Robbie driving down the lane. He's going to go up and throw it down. 14-4 Medford, 13.5 to go here first half. And that's another bad pass and a turnover. Here comes Braden Ballcare. Bounced pass goes over to Klingbell, who lays it in. 16-4 Medford. Inbound thrown into Malachi Scheffler. Scheffler will go ahead and take it across the midcourt line. He stops, thinks about a three, swings it to Sundquist, top of the key. Dominic Booz also set to check in for Tomahawk. Booz over to Rigney. Rigney looking, using the Sundquist screen. Now is going to go ahead and try and reset. Lost it and went off of Carbaugh, so Rigney able to go back into the backcourt and get it. Now Rigney tries to pick up his dribble. He's guarded by Carbaugh. Carbaugh very tightly guarding Rigney. He'll swing it over finally to Malachi Scheffler. Using the sleeper screen, looks to operate, has to get rid of it, tries to get inside, does to a cunning Ein, loses the ball, and Medford is able to maintain possession with Tanner Harabi.
They are relentless in that pressure.
Yes, they are. Here's Klingbell for three. Yes. Connor Klingbell for three. 19-4 Medford, 12.5 to go, and things are unraveling for Tomahawk once again. And Sleeper picks up his dribble, gets it over to Scheffler. Scheffler will try and get it across the midcourt line.
Yes.
And a foul is going to be called on Connor Klingbell. Looks like he got a little too handsy there with Scheffler.
And the Zebra crew here tonight are letting Medford be a little physical with their hands and hand
yes.
checks. And like as you said, handsy. And that's not a good sign for Tomahawk if they're going to allow that, because a high-pressure defense with a lot of physical contact leads to a lot of steals. And technically, they could be fouls.
And Dominic Booz and Riley Massa in for Tomahawk. Also in is Logan Gubser for Medford for the first time. Here comes Rigney going to the right, guarded tightly by Carbaugh. Rigney picks up his dribble, looking, has to get rid of it, and it's taken away. This time Gubser driving down the lane. His layup no good, but a foul on Riley Massa. And Gubser will go to the line for two with 12:08 to go in the first half.
Those are the live ball turnovers that I was talking about. They usually lead, especially at the top of the key, because there's no defenders in your way. Once you pick that low-hanging fruit and go the other direction, that time Riley caught up to him, and he did a good job following him, make him earn those points at the charity stripe.
Logan Gubser misses the first free throw, again trying to get Medford to earn their points at the line. And again, the Raiders, this is a team, again, they made the sectional round last year. They ended up losing to La Crosse Central and Menominee, but they're still a very good program. They're the type of team that doesn't rebuild often. They reload. As Gubser goes 1-for-2, 20-4 Medford, 12 minutes to go here, first half. Dominic Booz picks up his dribble, bad pass, but is able to go right to Tyler Sundquist. And instead it'll go right back to Riley Massa. Massa swings it over to Sundquist. Sundquist looking to operate. He'll pick up his dribble, turn around. Deep two is going to be short. Booz tries to save it, but it bounced out of bounds. It will go back to Medford, and the Raiders will bring back in Stockwell and Coaster.
Tomahawk's got to not get frustrated. That time it was more of a frustration shot. I'm wide open, but I'm too far out. He put it up anyways. We just got to be patient once we break that initial pressure, move the ball around, and let's see if we can get some high percentage shots.
Ethan Ein getting set to check back in. Here's Coaster back. Harabi for three. No good. That one's short. Rebound tipped. Grabbed by Riley Massa. And Massa will hand it off to Dominic Booz. And here come the Hatchets back the other way. Nick Stoliga now getting set to check back in for the Raiders. Massa, bad pass again, but knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Tyler Sundquist. It'll go back to Medford. So Stoliga comes back in for the Raiders. Ein coming back in for the Hatchets. And Ein will replace Easton Sleeper.
That's nine turnovers already with 11:25 left in the first half.
And 4 points on the scoreboard for Tomahawk. Here comes Stoliga driving down the lane. Clear path to the basket as he goes up and lays it in. 22-4 now. Medford leads, 11:13 to go. Here comes Dominic Booz, and a foul is going to be called on Medford's Logan Gubser.
Yeah, that last basket by Medford was a simple high pick and roll, and there was no weak side help, and he was uncontested right down Main Street for a layup.
Inbound thrown in by Booz. It goes right to Tyler Sundquist. And another miscommunication again. Here comes Stoliga driving inside on Booz, and he lays it in. Timeout called by Hatchet coach John Larson. He's going to want to talk it over, and it is going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. So Pike, obviously, Tomahawk, we knew that it was going to be another tall task coming in and playing against this Medford team. And so far, this Raiders team has taken advantage of all of the turnovers that Tomahawk has had and turned it into points.
Yeah, they have. And Tomahawk initially was doing a fine job at bringing the ball up. We were beating that double team and getting the ball into the front court. It's that high pressure there on you all the way up to the half-court line on their half-court defense. And Tomahawk has gotten frustrated and thrown some errant passes when they shouldn't have, thinking that the five-second timer is going to go off. So those have led to some easy baskets for the Medford Raiders, and that's a lot to do with the 24-4 score.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let's see if Tomahawk can see if they can put together a run of their own. Riley Massable inbound for Tomahawk here in the near side. Tries to get into Sunquist. Pass deflected again. Loose on the floor. And at this time, it's going to be Tomahawk coming up with it. Booz gets it over to Ein. Ein drives inside. Goes up. Layup. Good. And a foul. Nice hustle play by Dominic Booz as he'll go to the line for one more.
Excellent. If the ball's on the floor, you get on the floor. Dive for it. Show some hustle. That time it paid off. He tipped it to a wide-open teammate who find Ein streaking down the left side of the lane for a layup under contact, and he goes to the free throw line.
Well, he missed the three-point play. Owen Stockwell picked up the foul. That was his first. 13 foul of the half on Medford. 10:45 to go. Medford 24, Tomahawk 6. Here is Girl now looking. Swings it back. Girl from Gubser. He'll drive. Lost it, and it's scooped up by Brody Rigney. So Tomahawk with a couple of turnovers so far.
Tomahawk's defense this year has not been that bad.
Here is Riley Massa now, top of the key. Gets it over to Dominic Booz. Booz looking, crosses over, uses the Massa screen. Booz picks up his dribble, gets it to a cutting Massa. Hands it off Sunquist, 15-footer, good. Tyler Sunquist and the Hatchets with back-to-back buckets, 24-8.
Tyler can get hot. He was our leading scorer one game. He's got four already.
Driving inside Saliga, jumper no good. Stockwell goes back up, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line for two more. And again, this Medford team, they like to run quick. And it is Ein that picks up the foul for Tomahawk, team's third.
And that's their second offensive rebound. Those extra possessions are not what you need in a score of 24-8 game.
No, it is not. Stockwell knocks down the first. And now Tomahawk will bring in Colton Seslar for the first time. Dominic Booz will get a well-earned rest after that hustle play that led to a 9 basket. 10:06 to go here first half. Medford with a 25-8 lead on Tomahawk. Stockwell's free throw is good, so he goes 2-for-2 at the line. And it looks like Easton Sleeper will get set to check in also next dead ball. Inbound goes into Seslar, and Seslar will try and take it across the midcourt line. He is able to, and a double dribble is going to be called on Seslar. It'll go back to Medford.
That's that pressure defense. You got to just settle down, boys.
Yep.
Totally capable of beating that press by either dribbling. The way to beat it is to pass up the middle, and Tomahawk's done that only on one occasion, and it worked to perfection.
Sleeper comes back in for Sunquist as DeLiga drives, kicks it back out. Girl will try a three and hit it. Charlie Girl from downtown, 29-8. Medford leads. Massa tries to get it into Rigney, is able to. Bounces it back to Massa. Massa is guarded tightly by Girl, and a foul is going to be called on, that's Saliga. And it will be hatchet ball here, side out. Fourth team foul of the half. First foul, on Medford's Staliga. And Medford will be bringing back in Carbaugh. They'll bring back in Klingbell, Harabi, and Ballcare as well.
Medford defenders are using an arm bar, and they're getting away with it on the dribbling players that are trying to penetrate.
Yep, here comes Brody Rigney. Rigney has to get it across the midcourt line, use the Seslar screen, and it's knocked away and scooped up by Klingbell, and he's got a clear path to the rim as well. 31-8, Medford over Tomahawk, 9:20 to go here first half. Here comes Seslar, looking, guarded tightly by Klingbell. Has to get it across the midcourt line, and he is able to. That pass goes off of Charlie Girl and out of bounds. It will go back to Tomahawk.
High pressure, physical defense on the part of Medford has led to a ton of turnovers and some easy baskets. We got to break that somehow during this game before it gets too far out of control.
Now, this is interesting. Brody Rigney's going to get a rest here. We've rarely seen him take a break in the first half. So he comes out. Dominic Booz comes back in. Booz will use the sleeper screen. Booz looking, swings it over to Seslar. Seslar looks, tries to operate, gets it back to Massa. Massa fakes, tries to get inside a sleeper, goes off of his hands and out of bounds, and will go back to Medford.
That was a good pass. I don't think Tyler Sunquist was expecting it. It was a little high, just above his head, but could have been caught. He broke up the lane and was wide open, about 15 feet away from the basket.
So now here comes Medford with Tanner Harabi swinging it over to Girl. Now gets it over to Klingbell. Klingbell inside to the big Ballcare. Ballcare fakes, gets Sleeper off his feet, goes up and puts it in.
The old up and under worked to perfection there for Mr. Balkar.
Well, here is Booze inside. Sleeper tries to reverse layup. No good. Rebound loose. Grabbed by Braden Balkar. Balkar girl knocks it right to Klingbeil. Klingbeil fallaway jumper. No. Rebound grabbed by Sessler.
Good defense on the part of Tomahawk that time.
And Booze with a pass to Sessler, but it goes right back to Klingbeil. He goes over his head to Girl, who goes up and is fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Sessler picks it up.
Live ball turnover, transition attempt for a wide open layup. Tomahawk saved it by following the player, making him earn it at the charity stripe again.
Charlie Girl back at the free throw line for Medford. That's a 14 foul of the half on Tomahawk and the first on Colton Sessler. And Girl's first free throw is good.
Mr. Girl is about 3 points away from his game average here.
Hard to believe it. And Girl's second free throw is good. 35-8. Inbound pass is taken away by Klingbeil. Bounce pass to Balkar, and that one is laid in by Carbaugh. 37-8. Knocked away out of bounds, and Sleeper touched it out. No, it will remain with Tomahawk. Whoa. That was very close.
They double-team that first person that gets a pass in.
And that's a bad pass by Sleeper. It's going back to Medford. Well, this Tomahawk team has looked really, really shaky here offensively, and that's really been the case throughout the course of the season so far.
Yeah, and they've got Brody Rigney on the bench, who's usually a calming factor and a security blanket on the receiving end of a lot of those passes.
Yep, here comes Harabi driving inside, gets it over to Balkar, and his layup is good as well. Medford's put up 39 on the scoreboard so far on Tomahawk. Here comes Ethan Nine, and that one knocked away by Tanner Harabi. Harabi gets it across the midcourt line, looking guarded by Ethan Ein. Harabi swings it over to Carbaugh. Now into the corner to Girl. Girl drives inside on Massa. Kick, Klingbeil for three, in and out. Rebound tipped up and in by Tanner Harabi. 41-8 Medford, 7:50 to go. Long pass up to Sleeper, and Tomahawk will go ahead and reset. That's another bad pass and a turnover, and a foul call on Colton Sessler. Boy, it is like helter-skelter for this Tomahawk offense here.
Yeah, they're getting frustrated and making passes that they really shouldn't. And Medford's been very, very physical in their man-to-man defense, and it's been allowed, and it's led to some easy baskets for Medford on turnover breakaway transitions.
Well, Rigney's going to come back in, as does Tyler Sundquist. Raiders are going to bring back in Gubser, Staliga. They're also going to bring back in Stockwell and Coaster. Now here is Medford with Coaster swinging it over. Boy, nice passing around the horn from this Medford team. Klingbeil, top of the key, gets it inside to Stockwell. Stockwell going to drive inside. Bulls over Sundquist, goes up and lays it in. Medford has put 43 points on the scoreboard. They average 55 a game here, Pike. They nearly got that in this first half. And Booze with another bad pass and a turnover. And now here comes Nick Staliga back the other way. Staliga across the midcourt line. Now into the corner, Coaster. Coaster drives, kicks it back out. Klingbeil open for three. No. Rebound. Grabbed by Sundquist, but it goes right to Staliga as he tried to save it. Klingbeil goes up. His shot blocked. Pass deflected right back down. Goes off of Gubser, but he keeps it in play. Now into the corner, Stockwell. Stockwell fakes. Kicks it over to Staliga. Staliga over to Gubser. Gubser looks, gets it inside Coaster, backing in on Riley Massa. Gubser fakes, goes up. Coaster's layup is good. 45-8, Medford, 6.5 to go here, first half.
They are just loading it up.
Yeah, they are. Here comes Dominic Booze across the midcourt line. Booze looking to operate, gets it over to Ein. Ein lost it, and another turnover for Tomahawk, this time in the hands of Klingbeil. And now here comes Coaster back the other way. Coaster looking, drives, goes up, shot blocked, and that'll be out of bounds. It will remain with Medford. Riley Massa knocked it away.
And Riley actually fouled him there, but the ref had a choice, so I call the foul or give it out of bounds. He chose the latter, give it out of bounds.
Malachi Scheffler and Quinton Sousa comes in for the first time for Tomahawk. They're going to replace Ethan Ein and Easton and Dominic Booze, excuse me. Inbound thrown into Logan Gubser. Gets it back out to Klingbeil. Klingbeil looking, handing it over to Staliga. Staliga to Gubser. Gubser to Stockwell. Stockwell backing in on Sundquist. Turn around, right hand floater, no. Rebound fought for. Stockwell goes back up and lays it in. 47 for Medford here in this first half.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. Bounce pass over to Quinton Sousa. Gets it over to Scheffler. Scheffler to Rigney. Rigney looking. Tries to go between the legs. Guarded tightly by Gubser. Now gets it over to Scheffler. Scheffler fakes, looks, tries to find someone. Scheffler in the corner. Gets it over to Sousa. Sousa at the top of the key, guarded by Saliga, and another bad pass turnover. Here comes Klingbeil back the other way. Klingbeil, wild layup, no good, but a foul. And Klingbeil will go to the line for two. The way the night has been gone so far from Medford, I'm surprised that that shot didn't go in.
Yeah, everything's going their way. Their physicality is, I'd like to say impressive, but it's borderline legal, and it's created a lot of turnovers and a lot of frustration on the part of the Hatchets.
Yes, it has.
And the frustration has led to some bad passes and poor decisions on where to pass, and that in turn has led to easy baskets and free throws.
Carbaugh, Bulkhair, and Girl all come in for Medford as Klingbeil goes 2 for 2. So it's now 49 on the scoreboard for Medford with Tanner Harabi coming right back in. And now Medford is finally going to back off of that press and force Tomahawk to beat them. Here's Riley Massa. He picks up his dribble and travels. It'll go back to Medford.
They may have called off the press, but they're not calling off their intense defense at the top of the
key. No, they're not.
And I understand that. That's how you're taught.
Yep.
So they're going to stay with what they know.
Here's Tanner Harabi across the midcourt line, guarded by Malachi Scheffler. Harabi looking to operate. Now goes to the right. Harabi looks. Now gets it inside. And it's knocked out of bounds by Malachi Scheffler. Good defense that time. Knocking it away from Braden Bulkhair. And it will remain with Medford underneath the Tomahawk basket.
Yeah, that time Malachi anticipated the pass. Jumped in front of the receiver. But the pass was too low. And he ended up kicking it out of bounds. But he had a steal there if he could have just handled it.
Inbound now swung around to Gubser. He'll hand it back off to Harabi. And Medford will just go ahead and set up their offense here. Try and see what they can run. Harabi from the yellow line, swings it over to Bulkhair, now left wing, back top of the key to Girl. Girl looking, he'll hand it off to Harabi. Harabi zigzags down the lane, goes up, his layup no good, no foul called that time. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Riley Massa. Here comes Malachi Scheffler back the other way. Scheffler gets it over to Rigney. Rigney takes a dribble. Brody Rigney yet with one shot in this game. He just hasn't been able to get open so far. Massa looking. He stops. Bounce pass Sundquist. 15-footer. No good. Rebound tipped. Fought for and grabbed by Malachi Scheffler, getting tied up with Gubser underneath. Scheffler looks. Bounces it back to Rigney. Rigney goes to the right. Goes between the legs. Rigney guarded tightly by Harabi. Gets it to Scheffler now left wing. Over to Riley Massa. Massa going to the left. Lost it, but it goes right to Sundquist. Over to Scheffler as Tomahawk able to maintain possession. Again, another double team. Scheffler looks to operate. Has to get rid of it. Tries to bounce it over to Sundquist. And another turnover for the Hatchets. Harabi gets it up to Girl. Girl falls down. Looks like he slipped that time as he was trying to go up for the layup. And Sundquist jumped right over him. That's a travel and a turnover for Medford.
Yeah, he had a decent fake there, but his feet got faked out too. And they deceived him and went out from under him. And that's an easy travel call.
So here comes Brody Rigney across the midcourt line, guarded by Gubser. Rigney, he's going to step. He's going to pull up for three. Short. Rebound grab by Harabi. That is Rigney's first shot of the night. Harabi across the midcourt line, gets it over to Girl, to Harabi, now swings it back, Bulkhair. Now into the corner, Harabi, here on the near side, guarded by Scheffler. Harabi going to the right, swings it over to Girl. Girl looking to the left, now back, Carbaugh, right wing, gets it to Bulkhair, guarded by Sundquist in the corner. Bulkhair driving inside, bounces it to Carbaugh, hands it back off Harabi, and Medford will go ahead and reset. Now inside Girl, Girl goes up, layup is good. 51 points for Medford in this first half.
Dribble drive penetration, nice one by Mr. Girl.
Yep.
Two dribbles from way outside the arc, and it got him a layup.
And another bad pass by Riley Massa. Sundquist looks like he took a headshot to the floor, and now here comes Medford back the other way. Harabi, oh, what a pass up to Carbaugh, who goes up, couldn't finish. Rebound grabbed by Brody Rigney, and now Cooper Hetzel will get set to come in for the first time for the Hatchets at the next dead ball. Rigney across the midcourt line, swings it over to Scheffler. Scheffler fakes to Sundquist, gets it over to Sousa, top of the key. Bounce pass Massa, left side. Massa, that's
a double dribble.
It will go back to Medford again. Hetzel comes back in, and Medford will also be bringing back in Klingbeil, Staliga, Stockwell, and Coaster.
Line change, Medford.
Yep, line change. For oh, good reference. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and they're going up and down, so
yeah, they
need breaks. That's a high-intensity, high-energy defense.
Here comes Tanner Harabi across the midcourt line, swings it over to Stockwell, top of the key. Driving inside, Coaster gets it back. Harabi along the baseline, leans in and lays it in. 53 for Medford in the first half. Boy, it's been a long time since I've seen 53 points put up in the first half by a basketball team.
Yes.
Here comes Sousa driving down the lane. Left-handed layup blocked by Staliga inside. Rebound grabbed by Stockwell. Up to Coaster. Coaster picks it up, now swings it over. Stockwell, and he traveled. So Stockwell did travel. It'll go back to Tomahawk. Easton Sleeper will come back in, as will Ethan 9. Sleeper will replace Sousa. And looks like he'll replace Riley Massa. Got 2:09 to go here, first half. It's 53-8. And no, and yes, you heard that correctly. 53-8. Here comes Brody Rigney trying to use a sleeper screen. Rigney stops, picks up his dribble, pivots, now swings it over to Sleeper. Sleeper to Scheffler. Scheffler looking over to Ein. Ein looking, driving in left side, goes up, left-handed layup, no good, but a foul, and Ein will go to the line for two. Stockwell picks it up. That's a 15 foul of the half on the Raiders.
Yeah, this is quite a show, a defensive show as far as I'm concerned. Not that much. I'm not impressed by their offense. It's their defense that has been the thing that's established this lead.
And Ein knocks down the first. That cuts the deficit down to 44. Foul on Stockwell, by the way, is his second. As Ein's second free throw is good. That one rattles in. So he goes 2 for 2. 1:51 to go here, first half. Medford 53, Tomahawk 10. Here comes Medford back the other way. Klingbell, the drive inside, bounce pass inside. Stockwell, he goes up and under and puts it in over Sleeper on the left side. 55 points for Medford. Scheffler cross court to Ethan Ein, bounces it, Rigney tries to drive inside, lost it out of bounds, back to Medford it goes as Coaster was defending him.
Another turnover.
Yep, another one.
24 by my count. That's a lot for a game.
Did I hear you right?
24.
I don't think I've ever heard of that many turnovers happening in a first half of a high school game.
That's a lot.
It's been a long time. Here is Medford back the other way with Coaster. Coaster looking. That's a pass that goes out of bounds. It will go back to Tomahawk. Medford turnover.
Medford's fifth.
Again, it's been essentially steal and score off of turnovers. That's really what it's been for Medford at this point so far in this one. Here's Rigney going to the right. Now has to circle back around to the left. Now he tries to use the sleeper screen. Tries to use another screen. Instead, he's going to be picked up by Tanner Harabi. Rigney fakes, looks, has to get rid of it. Rigney hands it off to Malachi Scheffler, coming up on a minute to go here, first half. Scheffler looks, swings it into the corner to Ein. Ein drives, looks, kick out. Rigney fakes the three. He'll drive, does a jump stop, goes up, and his layup is good. Rigney with his first two of the night, 55-12.
Well earned.
Yes, well earned indeed. Here comes Coaster, swinging it over to Nick Staliga. Now swings it to Klingbell. Klingbell over to Harabi. Harabi fakes the three, drives inside on Scheffler, goes up, layup is no good, but he is fouled, driving to the rim. I believe they're going to get Sleeper with this one. He'll go to the line for two. They will, and that's also the 17th foul on Tomahawk, so Medford will be shooting the bonus for the final 38 seconds of this half, first foul on Sleeper.
And they've had that dribble drive penetration for a shot or a foul all night long. It's been there, and they've taken advantage of it.
Tanner Harabi knocks down the first, puts Medford at 56. Second one is in and out. He goes 1 for 2. Rebound tipped by Coaster. Goes right to Stockwell. Gets it over to Harabi with 33 seconds left. Gets it over to Staliga. Staliga takes a dribble. Now over to Coaster. Drives inside on Hetzel. Bounce pass goes off of Stockwell. No, they're going to say off a sleeper out of bounds. It will remain with Medford, and Medford will bring back in Carbaugh as Harabi will get a rest. And really hasn't been Tanner Harabi that's hurt Medford, that's hurt Tomahawk here. It's been a bunch of guys that have chipped in for the Raiders on the defensive side of the ball. Here's Klingbell, top of the key to Carbaugh. Carbaugh swings it over to Staliga, and Medford will try and wind this clock down as much as they can.
Go for a last shot here.
Yep, Staliga guarded at the top of the key by Brody Rigney. Staliga looks to operate. He'll drive to the left side. Staliga stops. Kings it back. Stockwell. He'll try a three. He knocked it down and he traveled. So no basket. 6 seconds left in the half for Tomahawk. They have a chance here to see if they can slowly, slowly chip into this lead here before halftime. Hine gets it into Rigney. 6 seconds left. Rigney tries to use the Scheffler screen. Rigney is going to drive inside. He stops. Turnaround jumper at the buzzer. Off the back iron, no good. And that finally ends this first half. Dominant first half by the Medford Raiders, turning defense into offense after one half of play. And you're hearing this right, folks. It's Medford 56, Tomahawk 12. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Hatchet Halftime Report right after this on WJJQ.
The School District of Tomahawk is happy to be a sponsor of this Hatchet broadcast on WJJQ. The administration, teachers, and support staff are excited to work with all our students from pre-K to the senior class. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff are looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk District, be listening to WJJQ. And log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us. And follow the district on Facebook also. And go Hatchets from the School District of Tomahawk.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at tomahawkhometownchiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
Terrified of the current housing market? Never fear, Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk is here to help guide you through the process. With over 40 years of experience, Ed and Chris Roche have the expert advice. Whether looking to buy or considering selling, give Woodland Lakes Realty a call at 224-3800 or visit their website at woodlandlakesrealty.com. Don't make buying a home more stressful than needed. Call Woodland Lakes Realty today.
Riley Family Dental of Tomahawk wishes all the Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. Doctors Mike Dewey and their staff are proud to support Hatchet athletics. Riley Family Dental reminds their patients that good oral hygiene practices can help prevent tooth decay and other dental health problems. Riley Family Dental, 1018 East Kings Road, Tomahawk, 453-7071 for all your dental needs. And visit their website at RileyFamilyDental.com. Wishing the Hatchets the best of luck in this sporting event.
At Rylander Toyota, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. This is what Mark had to say. I worked with Debbie for the purchase of our new vehicle. Wonderful experience. Highly recommend Rylander Toyota. Everyone we spoke to was so kind. Debbie took the time to explain everything about our vehicle and answered all the questions we had. We will definitely go back for our next vehicle. Come experience the Rylander Toyota difference.
And welcome everyone to the Hatchet Halftime Report here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. And Pike Medford is currently leading 56-12. And really what it has been, that whole first half was turning defense into offense.
It's exactly what it was. And you had the comment about how it hasn't been their leading scorer, Mr. Harabi, killing us. He's their leading scorer because in their set offense, he gets a lot of shots and he takes over. But the leading scorers here tonight are the people that are plucking the low-hanging fruit off of those turnovers on Tomahawk and coming down in transition and getting some easy baskets. So it's been spread out a lot through the whole roster here on people as far as leading scorers for Medford, because as you said, it's defense turning into offense, into easy baskets in that transition game.
I'm afraid to ask, Pipe, but why don't you run down the stats on both sides?
Sure. Let's cover the team stats first. As far as rebounds, not that bad. Tomahawk had 8 rebounds, one of them being an offensive rebound. Medford, 11 rebounds, 4 of those were offense. As far as turnovers, not as even here. It's 24 by my count, and these are unofficial. And by Medford, they had 6 turnovers. Yeah. Individual scoring here for Tomahawk won't take long here. Ethan Eim has a nice first half. He had six, including two for three at the foul line. Tyler Sundquist had four early points. Brody Rigney had two. That's it for the scoring. As far as the leading scorers for Medford, Tanner Harabi, who averages 24 points approximately a game, had 12, right at his average. Also with 12 points was Charlie Girl. With 9 points was Connor Klingbeil. 8 points was Braylon Balker. 6 points, who had two players, Nick Steigel and Quinn Stockwell. He had some nice inside moves up and unders.
Yep.
And Hayden Kester had 2 points. So that's the scoring individually and the team stats here in the first half, Alex.
So, Pike, now with Tomahawk, you're down 44 the first half. If you're John Larson, what are you telling your team at halftime?
Well, you got to pluck out some positives on this, too. They were, for a long stretches there, beating the press and getting it into the front court. It was just that right up to the half-court line, intense pressure that Medford was doing. A lot of it was physical with a lot of arm bars and a lot of hand checks that weren't being called. And I'm not going to blame the officials on that. I'm an official. I know that. It's just you got to adjust to the way that the ball game is being called, and it's not being called tight. So that's been to Medford's favor. Tomahawk's just getting frustrated. They've got to learn to let's move the ball around. Let's set some better picks. Let's drive it into the picks. Watch out for that double team, because as soon as the ball, you get the ball, they're doing that run and jump. As soon as you turn your back on the dribble, somebody from the blind side is coming, and they're double teaming you. And they're doing a lot of poke checks and hand checks to get the steals, and it's been effective, and it's turned into some easy baskets for Medford. It's been impressive to watch if you like defensive basketball.
Yes, it is.
Then
yes,
you have to love this Medford Raider first half.
Medford's defense has definitely come to play tonight.
I'll tell you how good this conference is, Alex. We are behind the Medford 56-12.
Yeah.
Medford was behind Mosinee at halftime 42-12. So there are some levels. I'd say there's some basic levels in this conference. Tomahawk, Eagle River, and Antigo are kind of at the bottom tier. And the top tier are the Medford, Mosinee, Rhinelanders, and Lakelands of the world. And that's the conference as it breaks down. And that's how it's been over the last, basically, decade.
Yeah, it definitely is. That's going to wrap up the Hatchet Halftime Report here on WJJQ. We'll have the second half for you coming back after this from the Hatchet House on WJJQ.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill. Support our local athletes and wish them the best of luck. Before or after the game, McDonald's will satisfy that hunger. Try McDonald's featured meals. 10-piece McNugget, the iconic Big Mac, the quarter pounder with cheese, all come with fries and a drink. Get the McDonald's app and find many other special offers while using the app. Looking for a part-time job? Apply in person at the Tomahawk McDonald's right along North 4th Street.
Local Lodge 1713 Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union would like to welcome our listening audience to the radio coverage of our fine group of Hatchet student-athletes and are proud to support our young people, their dedicated coaches, and all the great fans. Striving to improve yourself and your team is what being a part of a union is all about. So good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713, and proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor here on WJJQ and all of our podcasts.
You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose. Because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance can mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman at 715-453-2085 in Tomahawk today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Boys Basketball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk as we get set to begin the second half. Again, Pike, I said this during the first half. I'll go ahead and say this again. Now I went back in my memory bank because I have that much of a memory. The last time I saw this many points put up in one half of play was back in 2018. I was calling a game between Marathon and Newman Catholic. This was back when Marathon boys were a consistent state contender. This was back when Newman Catholic was on the downside of their rebuild. Marathon put up 55 points in the first half, and they put up 65 in the second half. They put up 120 points in that game. Right now, Medford is on pace for pretty close to that. They're on pace for 112.
They are, but they're going to have to struggle to make that because I have a feeling the clock is going to be running after the 9-minute mark of the
yes,
when
I think
it's allowable
right.
With a 35-point lead.
Yep. Tomahawk gets the ball to start the second half. They'll go from right to left. Medford will go from left to right.
And Coach Larson's trying. He's down there right now talking to the end of the bench,
yep.
Trying to keep them up, stay in this game, okay? This is a learning experience for us.
Yep, exactly. This whole season is going to be a learning experience for this team. It has been anyways.
Yes, it has.
Second half will begin with Ethan Ein inbounding the ball. Brody Rigney and Malachi Scheffler are in along with Easton Sleeper and Tyler Sundquist. Medford's going to roll with their same starting five as well. They're going to roll with Harabi, Saliga, Girl, Stockwell, and Coaster. Second half begins with Brody Rigney going to the left, and Rigney has it knocked away and scooped up by Saliga. Saliga driving down the lane. His layup is good. Another steal and lay in for Medford. Turnover number 25 for the Hatchets here tonight. Rigney gets it over to Ethan Ein. Ein drives in, tries to pass. It goes right to Sundquist, his 15-footer. That one rolls off. Rebound grab by Charlie Girl.
That's a nice offensive set. Drive and dish.
Yep, there you go. Just got to get the shot to fall.
Yep.
Here comes Harabi over to Girl. Girl to Coaster, swinging it to Staliga. Back top of the key. Harabi open look for three. In and out. Rebound tipped and grabbed off the bounce by Ein. Nice save by Ein right to Tyler Sundquist. And here comes Brody Rigney back the other way. Rigney across the midcourt line, going to the left, looking to operate, gets it now left side to Sundquist. He stops, pulls up, 10-footer off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound grab by Coaster. It'll go right to Tanner Harabi.
Tyler's had two nice 15-foot jumpers. They're just not falling tonight.
Hits it over to Girl. Girl now top of the key to Coaster. Coaster fakes, looks, gets it over to Harabi. Harabi over to Staliga for three. That one rolls in. Nick Staliga knocks down the three. 61 for Medford here. 16:37 to go in this one. It's 61-12. Here comes Brody Rigney across the midcourt line. Rigney's going to stop. He'll pull up from way downtown and lay a late night deposit in the Crossbridge Community Bank for Brody Rigney as he knocks down his first three of the night.
That was a hard bank.
Yes, it was a hard bank.
Cracked the backboard.
Yep, inbound into Stockwell now. Stockwell stops, goes up. His layup no good. Two shots at the rim, and he couldn't get it. Rebound grabbed by 8-9. Here comes Brody Rigney. Rigney going to use the Ein screen. He'll pull up again for three. That one off the back rim, no good. I think he wanted a bit of a heat check there. And now here comes Charlie Girl back the other way. He'll swing it over to Tanner Harabi. Harabi across the midcourt line. He is going to stop. Gets it over to Staliga for three. Short rebound. Harabi. Harabi goes back up. Can't score. Stockwell tries to hold down the rebound. Instead, Sleeper knocks it away. And here comes Tomahawk back with Scheffler. Getting it up to Ethan Ein. Ein tries to drive. Coaster able to knock it away. Ein saves it, but it goes right to Rigney. Rigney stops. Pulls up from just inside the arc. Short. Rigney grabs his own miss. Drives. Goes up and lays it in.
Stay with it, follow your shot, worked, got the rebound, put it up for an easy two.
Here you go.
Nice job, Brody.
Yep, Rigney with seven. Here is Saliga now far corner, gets to Coaster, top of the key, Stockwell, cross court to Coaster. Coaster fakes, over to Girl. Girl going to the right, hand off Harabi. He fakes the three, tries to drive on Scheffler, instead will fake it and swing it over Coaster. Back, Harabi driving inside, goes up, reverse layup, off the rim, no good. Rebound tip, knocked out of bounds. Going to say last touch by Harabi. It will go back to Tomahawk.
He had a wide open reverse layup there. He just put a little hard off the backboard, bounced around under some rebounders and out of bounds, Tomahawk coming the other way.
That's what we call a little too much English, if you will.
Yes.
Here is Rigney going between the legs. He's going to go to the right. He stops, goes up and under. His layup is blocked. Grabs his own miss off the rebound, fights for it. Now gets it over to Sundquist, now in the right wing. Sundquist will go to the left. He fakes, tries to get inside to Scheffler, taken away by Harabi. Harabi gets it up to Coaster. He's going to go up and lay it in with ease. 63-17, Medford, 14:22 to go in this one. Here comes Rigney across the midcourt line. Rigney goes between the legs. Going to go to the right, now comes back to the left. Goes between, gets it over to Ein, left side. I'm looking, driving, hands it off to Sleeper. Sleeper fakes, looks, tries to operate, hand off to Scheffler. Now right side, Scheffler fakes pass one way, swings it to Ein. Ein, now triple threat, swings it, guarded by Girl. Ein spins inside, gets it inside to Sleeper. Sleeper fakes, turn around, right hand hook is good. Easton Sleeper with a hook shot, 63-19.
That was patient offense and effective passing. It led to easy basket, nice jump hook by Mr. Sleeper.
Stockwell to Coaster, swinging it over to Charlie Girl. Girl now top of the key to Staliga. Staliga drives, lost it, bad pass, turnover. Here comes Ethan Ein driving down the lane, and he'll go ahead and stop at the three-point line. Ein swings it to Rigney, well, getting tied up with Staliga, and the ref finally calls a foul on Staliga as he reaches in.
Yeah, obvious call there on the sideline, but a late whistle there. I thought, whoa, are they going to call that? And they did. They did.
I was wondering the same thing. Riley Massa comes in. Tyler Sundquist will get a rest. And now Scheffler will try and get it in. Does to Easton Sleeper. Swings it to Massa. Massa drives, gets it into the corner to Ein. Ein looking, now goes to the left, swings it over to Scheffler. Scheffler looks to operate back. Rigney, top of the key, guarded by Harabi. Goes behind the back, zigzags inside, puts up the layup, no good. Rebound grabbed by Owen Stockwell.
A lot of bumping and grinding on that one, and no calls coming.
Yep, Harabi to Girl. Girl with a clear path to the basket. He goes up, can't score. Rebound grabbed by Ethan Ein. May have gotten tipped on the way up. Here comes Malachi Scheffler. Scheffler across the midcourt line, guarded by Staliga. Rigney pulls up for three and knocks it down. No, they're going to say a two. His foot was on the line. 63-21, 12 and a half to go. Now swinging it over to Staliga. Staliga over to Girl, top of the key. Girl drives inside, right hand goes up. His layup is good. 65-21, 12-22 to go here in this one. Rigney gets it up to Ein. Ein drives with the left hand. Hand off to Massa. He'll try a three. That one no good. Rebound grabbed by Staliga out of the free throw line. Here comes Staliga. Cross midcourt line. Coaster into the corner. Harabi fakes the three. And instead, he'll swing at a Girl. Top of the key. Hand off back to Harabi. Harabi fakes. Drives, kick out to Staliga. Coaster swings it. Girl for three. No. Rebound grabbed by Staliga. He fakes, goes up and under, lost it. Gets to Stockwell. His layup is good. 67-21, Medford. 11:44 to go here in this one. And Medford will be making their first substitutions of the half next dead ball. Here's Rigney swinging it over to Massa. Massa looking to operate over to Scheffler. Now to Sundquist. Sundquist fakes, gets it over to Massa. Three ball, corner pocket. That one no good off the back iron. Rebound grabbed by Girl. Again, Medford still going out and running. Girl driving down the lane. His layup, no. Rebound, loose. Girl able to scoop it up. Back to Coaster. He'll try left wing three and hit it. 30-second timeout by Medford. And it looks like it'll be a 30-second timeout, so the subs will get set to come in.
Yeah, the Medford coach just wanted the timeout for purposes of substitution.
Apologize, everyone, if I do seem like my voice is a little bit deeper than normal. I called the hockey game between Tomahawk and Lakeland. It was a thriller. Tomahawk ended up coming up with the victory. But if you did listen to the game, you'll notice something, is that we had a hard time getting an internet signal in there, as you do often sometimes when you deal with steel roofs and sports buildings. And my voice took a really, really big strain. If you listen to me doing my show on Friday, I sounded essentially like a... Oh, I don't know how to send this. Like a grovel. Boy, it's really, really hard to say.
Do you get workman's comp for a strained voice?
That's
injured
not my
on
call.
The job?
That is not my call. Okay. That is not my call. Okay. You would have to take that up with my boss, okay. Greg. Here comes Rigney driving. Fakes. Goes up and under. His right hand floater. No good. Rebound grab by Braden Balkier, who just came back in. Now here comes Carbaugh for Medford. Carbaugh across the midcourt line. Swings it to Balkier. Over now to Will Daniels, who's in for the first time, the sophomore. Now to Connor Klingbell. Carbaugh now on the left wing. Swings it over to Daniels. Now to Klingbell. Klingbell goes between the legs, stops, gets it back to Daniels. Swings it now left wing to Colbert now right wing to Gubser, who came back in. Daniels now top of the key. Daniels to Carbaugh, guarded by Rigney. Carbaugh looks, swings it over to Klingbeil. Back to Carbaugh, left wing. Gets it inside to Bulkhair, and a foul is going to be called on Tomahawks Easton Sleeper.
That's an easy call. Sleeper was guarding from behind, reached through the player's arms and tried to poke it out as he was at his back to Ethan.
Sleeper picks up his second. Inbound thrown into Bulkhair. Now gets it over to Carbaugh. Carbaugh left wing, gets it back to Gubser, gets it inside to Bulkhair, backing in on Sleeper, goes up, his layup, no, rebound knocked out of bounds, last touch by Medford. There were three Raiders that combined to try and haul down that rebound, and it will go back to Tomahawk with 10:08 to go here in this one.
Yeah, we kind of had a Raider domino effect going there. There were three Raiders ended up on the ground because we had one Raider coming in for the rebound from the top of the key, and he slammed into the other two Raiders. All three of them went to the ground, tipping the ball out. Tomahawk coming the other way.
That's a Raider domino. I really like that. Yeah. Good reference there. Here is Rigney now, right wing. Rigney looking to operate. He'll drive inside right hand, and he's fouled by Klingbeil.
A hand check foul called.
Boy, we've had
Mr. McEldowney from Rhinelander blowing the whistle. Good job.
There you go. Second team foul on Medford, and that is the second on Klingbeil as well. Dominic Booz, who just came back in, will inbound, as will Quinton Sousa. Gets it to Massa, gets it back to Sousa. Sousa fakes, hands it back to Booz. Booz with a 15-footer, too strong. Right to Riley Massa, though. Couldn't score. Booz grabs a rebound, goes up, score it, and a foul. Dominic Booz will go to the line for one more.
Nice job of rebounding there by Tomahawk. And Mr. Booz was Johnny on the spot there, found the ball, coming, fell right into his lap. He went right back up with it like you're supposed to. Put it in and get fouled going to the charity stripe.
Booz is unable to hit the free throw, and it looks like it didn't hit the rim, so Medford will gain possession. That foul, by the way, was on Bulkhair. That was his first 13 foul of the half on Medford. Carbaugh across the midcourt line for the Raiders, who lead 70-23, 9.5 to go here in this second half. Gets it back. Bulkhair in the corner. Swings it back. Top of the key to Gubser. Gubser over to Klingbeil. Klingbeil driving inside with the left hand. Tries a reverse layup. Shot no good. Gubser with the rebound. Put back. 72-23. 9:17 to go. Back out. Top of the key. Sleeper for three. No good. Rebound deflected. Grabbed by Bulkhair. And now here comes Medford back the other way with Klingbeil. Across the midcourt line, knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Medford. It will go back to Tomahawk with 9:05 to go. And Medford will be bringing back in a cavalcade of players. They'll be bringing back in Harabi, Staliga, Stockwell, and Coaster.
Cavalcade?
A cavalcade. Well, yes.
Polysyllabic vernacular from my partner. Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a long time since I've used that word.
Yeah, appropriately done.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Rigney gets a defender off his feet, but then travels. It will go back to Medford.
That's only Tomahawk's third, by my count, turnover of this half.
Well, that's a big improvement from the first.
Yes, it is. Of course, the pressure has been dialed back an iota here by the Medford coach.
Yes, it has. Here's Harabi to Bulkhair. Into the corner, Stockwell. Stockwell gets it back to Coaster. Swings it over to Staliga. Now to Harabi. Harabi tries to drive on Booz. Bulkhair over to Stockwell. Stockwell looking. Bounce pass goes over to Coaster. Gets it back to Harabi, who drives inside and is fouled. Go into the cup. He'll go to the line for two. Sessler and Hetzel will come in.
And the clock keeps ticking. We're underneath the 9-minute mark.
Yep. Riley Massa with the foul. Go ahead.
The running clock, the rule is 35-point lead at the fourth quarter mark, what would be the fourth quarter mark, which is the 9-minute mark. And we're underneath that, so the clock keeps running even on free throws. Only stops for timeouts, and that's it.
Yep. Sessler and Hetzel, comes in as Harabi goes 1-for-2 at the line. It's now 73-23. And Medford will try to bring back in Klingbeil in the next dead ball. Here comes Rigney, picks up his dribble, gets it over to Will Daniels. Daniels looking, gets it over into the corner, Sousa. Sousa now to Sessler. Sessler going to the left, tries to circle back around to Staliga. Sessler tries to pick up his dribble, gets it over to Rigney. Rigney looking to operate, going to the left, gets it over to Sessler. Sessler looks, gets it over to Sousa. Sousa fakes over to Massa stops, pulls up, 15-footer, no. Rebound tip by Hetzel right to Sessler. Good offensive rebound by Sessler. And he'll get it over to Rigney. Rigney guarded by Stiliga. Rigney crosses over, now goes back to the top of the key as Tomahawk just goes ahead and tries to settle this one down. Massa turn around, looking. That pass goes off of Stockwell. Deflected and scooped up by Sessler. They're able to maintain possession. Tomahawk is. Rigney fakes the three. Back Sessler. Swings it to Massa. Into the corner, Sousa. Three ball from the wing. No good. And the rebound grab by Harabi. Long pass up to Stockwell. Stockwell is going to go up and miss the dunk. Stockwell tried to throw it down, but he got a little too hard with that dunk.
Well, as most high school players, they can't palm the ball, so they got to do it two-handed.
Yep.
He went up with force with both hands, but the ball slipped out of his hands.
Yep, Rigney with a bad pass, knocked away by Stockwell, and he's unable to gain possession. And we'll go back to Tomahawk as the clock is now under 6 minutes. And Medford will be bringing back in, I'll use that word again, a cavalcade of Raiders, if you will. In for the first time is going to be Blake Thorson along with Will Daniels. He's back in. They'll bring back in Gubser. Nick Krause is in for the first time, as is Peyton Reed. So Medford bringing in their underclassmen for the final 6 minutes of this one.
You're a little cavalier with your cavalcade comments.
Put him. Okay. No, I'll have to remember that. Massa's pass knocked away. Here comes Gubser. He's going to drive down the lane. Gubser goes up over Rigney, lays it in, and a foul. And Rigney can't believe it. So Logan Gubser will go to the line for one more. 13 foul of the half on Tomahawk, and now Medford has put 75 on the scoreboard on the Hatchets.
And again, that turnover, the defense leading the offense,
yep.
That's been the story of the game here tonight.
Yes, it has. Gubser misses the free throw. Loose ball rebound, and that will be a jump ball. Possession arrow will favor Tomahawk. So go ahead.
Medford continuing their physicality there on the defensive end, even on that loose ball there, and there was definite fouls there, but they decided to call the jump ball.
Here comes Brody Rigney across the midcourt line for Tomahawk as we're coming up on the final 5 minutes of this one. Rigney crossing over, swings it over to Sessler. Sessler goes behind the back over to Sousa. Sousa to Rigney. Rigney looking to operate. Now swings it back. Sessler top of the key. Over to Sousa. Sousa looking, going to the left. Goes to Rigney. Rigney guarded by Will Daniels top of the key. Rigney goes between the legs. Tries to drive. Gets it into the corner to Massa. Massa looks. Picks up his dribble in the left corner. Guarded by Gubser. Well, it looks like that he lost it. Bounce pass to Sousa on the block. Massa. Looks like he ran into the official along the baseline. Able to get up, he's okay. Rigney for three, short rebound grab by the Raiders, Nick Krause. Pass goes up to Peyton Reed. He cuts by Sousa, couldn't get the finish, and a foul is going to be called. See who they get with this one. They're going to get Medford's Blake Thorson with that one. That'll be the 15th foul of the half on Medford.
Over the back of the Tomahawk player who was trying to secure the rebound there.
So with the loss, Tomahawk will drop to 1-10 on the season. And again, you got a lot of new bodies here on this Tomahawk team. Trying to figure out what's going on, what can be the correct point of attack here for the Hatchets. Here comes Rigney. Rigney lost his dribble, knocked away by Reed, scooped up by Thorson. Gets it up to Gubser, and a foul is going to be called on Riley Massa.
And Riley fighting tooth and nail here. Nobody's giving up here on the part of the Hatchets. They're trying to fight for every possession on defense here. They're struggling to get rebounds, and they're in this game. The scoreboard is just not indicating that.
Yep, fourth team foul of the half on Tomahawk. Both teams now with four apiece. So that pass goes in to Thorson. Thorson kicks it back out to Reed. Reed swings it over to Nick Krause. Now back top of the key to Reed. He'll swing it to Daniels. Daniels back to Krause. Swings it to Krause. Krause drives inside, goes up. Left-handed layup is good. Medford has now put 77 on the scoreboard here in this game. So now here's Colton Sessler. He'll pick up his dribble. Lost it. Gets it over to Sousa. Knocked away and scooped up by Krause. Krause drives, goes up, and lays it in. After today, Tomahawk will resume Great Northern Conference play. They're going to travel to Antigo on Friday.
Down 64. through the Ackley Reserve.
I believe that's down 64. I thought I was going to say 56, but that for how many points Tomahawk is down. But you were right. Yes, been in that gym many times. Here comes Medford back the other way with Will Daniels swinging it over to Nick Krause. Now to Blake Thorson, the freshman, gets it inside to a cutting Peyton Reed, who lays it in. 81 for Medford. Timeout is going to be called. And it looks like that John Larson will call a timeout, so Nathan Rosenmeyer will come in. The last hatchet that is on the bench in this one, so he'll come in for Riley Massa.
And that timeout was just issued to get the substitute in, and we're back at it.
1:52 to go here in this one. And Tomahawk has not won a Great Northern Conference game now since 2021. Rigney goes between the legs, picks up his dribble, circles it back around, goes between the legs again, stops, looks to operate, gets it over to Sessler. Sessler looks, lost the ball again. Here comes Reed. Sessler tries to steal it back. Instead, Reed is able to gain possession. 1:29 to go here. Over to Krause. He'll try a three. That one's short and fight for the rebound between a couple Raiders, but instead, Reed is able to come up with it after Thorson muscles it away. Here's Daniels in the corner. Swings it back to Reed. 1:15 to go here in this one. Gubser now swings it over to Reed, top of the key, swings it back. Gubser, left wing three, in and out. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Will Daniels off the bounce. Fight for it underneath, scooped up by Brody Rigney. Rigney gets it over to Sessler. Under a minute to go now in this one. Rosenmeyer in the corner. He'll drive inside, goes up, shot no good, and he's fouled, zigzagging to the basket. He'll go to the line for two. And they're going to get Gubser with that foul for Medford. 46.1 seconds to go here in this one. And so Rosenmeyer at the line. His first free throw is good. Foul, by the way, was on Will Daniels, And that rebound, and Rosenmeyer goes 1-for-2. Rebound grabbed by Thorson. Here's Medford with Krause, gets it over to Gubser. Gubser back to Thorson, 22 seconds left. Reed is going to drive. Kick it back to Gubser, and Medford is going to go ahead and just let this clock wind down here. He'll go ahead and not take another shot.
Not take another dribble, just stand.
There you go. Standing right there. And the horn will sound. Medford knocks off Tomahawk tonight, 81-24. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the Fairman Orthodontics Radio postgame show right after this on WJJQ. Come on, choose
Health and Motion for you. Hi, this is Dr. Whitney Rybar, physical therapist at Health and Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We have been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We are the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you are experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on, choose Health and Motion for you.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes, proudly representing our community. At Generations, they offer Tomahawk and our surrounding communities professional, dignified, and affordable services. Kevin, Carrie, and Jim are proud alum of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street, Tomahawk, phone 224-3182, and online, generationsfuneral.com.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. And our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for your hard work and dedication to your sports.
Hilge's LP Gas has been putting their customers and Hatchet fans first for over 65 years. Hilge's offers professional installation, sales, and service, including a complete selection of Carrier furnaces dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Hilge's reminds you to be prepared for power outages with your own generator from Hilge's and, of course, dependable LP Gas delivery service. Hilge's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue in Tomahawk. Call 453-3505 or see one of Hilge's other convenient Northwoods locations.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mayer from Mayer Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mayer Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio postgame show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk, where the Hatchets fall to Medford tonight, 81-24 in Pike. Really, the name of the game, we talked about it at halftime. It was defense turning into offense for Medford.
Defense turning into easy offense,
yes,
for Medford. Their leading scorer, who is averaging 24 points a game, only had 13. And as I said before, that's because they hardly got into their offensive sets to run plays, mm-hmm, because they were getting their easy baskets off of turnovers, and led to transition baskets and easy ones at that. So that was the story of the game. You're exactly correct there, Alex.
So right now, Tomahawk drops to 1-10 on the season. They're now 0-5 in Great Northern Conference play, and they have a date with Antigo coming up on Friday. Pike, why don't you go over the statistics from the game for us, please?
Okay, let's cover the team statistics. As far as turnovers, Tomahawk had 24 in the first half. That was wow. And that led to the, I think, 56 points that Medford had in the first half. And in the second half, much better. The defense wasn't as intense. They only had 6 turnovers, 30 for the game. Medford had 6 turnovers first half, 1 in the second half, 7 total for the game. As far as rebounds, they had 9 in the first half. I haven't added all them up, but it looks like Medford almost doubled Tomahawk in rebounds here in the second half. Scoring-wise for Medford, just about everybody but 2 players scored for them, so the coach called off the dogs to a large extent there in the second half. Leading scorer was Charlie Girl with 14 points, and right behind him with 13 points is Tanner Harabi. Then with 8 points, they had 2 scorers, Stockwell and Balcar, and then, pardon me, I didn't have Mr. Klingbeil. He had 9 points. Sorry, Mr. Klingbeil. And that was 6 points was Kester. 4 points was Reed. And with 2 points was, Reed had 2 points and 4 points from Krause. So that was the scoring for the Raiders. As far as Tomahawk, the leading scorer was Brody Rigney. I had him down for 9. With 6 points was Ethan Eim. And with 2 points, Easton Sleeper and Dominic Booz. And 1 point with a late free throw, 1 out of 2, Nate Rosenmeyer. Also with 4 points that I neglected to call out was Tyler Sundquist. He had those early in the game. So that's the scoring and team stats for the game here tonight.
So, again, what do you learn from a game like this, Pike? Because, obviously, Tomahawk has put forth they've struggled mightily in Great Northern Conference play. This is a team that is brand new. They're rebuilding. They have a new coach. What does Tomahawk learn from games like these?
Well, first of all, and we talked to it during one break here, Tomahawk has a hard time practicing for games like this. They know it's coming. They know they're going to do the full court press. But Tomahawk is not a very talented deep team, and so their starting 5 would be practicing against the next 5 best players who are trying to emulate and repeat the intensity and pressure that they're going to see from Medford, and you just can't replicate that in practice. So it's overwhelming when you're faced with it in when the game gets going, and it's like a wowzer, and you freak out, and that's what we saw here tonight. There was a lot of frustrated, anxiety-driven passes, and they were just frustrated at not being open, and the intensity and the physicality that we mentioned several times that was allowed here tonight led to some of those frustrations, and they're going to just have to circle the wagons again. There were some good things that happened. They moved the ball around a lot better in the second half.
Yes, they
did. We had several possessions that went on for 10, 12 passes, which is what we'd like to see on every possession. I like a very patient, like a Wisconsin-style basketball, where you are very patient with the offense. And let's face it, the other team can't score if you've got the ball. So that's the idea behind the patient offense. But with the frenetic defensive pace and physicality that they were faced with tonight, they just didn't have that opportunity. So they're just going to have to – when they ran their offense, they had picks, they had cuts, they were running a very – it looked like a textbook offense, but they just didn't get into those offensive sets with the frenetic pace that defense was setting here tonight. They set the tone. And they set the tone early, and that's what killed the Tomahawk Hatchets.
Yep, it definitely is. Again, Tomahawk drops to 1-10 on the season, 0-5 in Great Northern Conference play. They're going to travel down to Antigo for their next game on Friday. We'll be back to wrap things up here on the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio postgame show right after this on WJJQ.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda at Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes, as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily, Dr. Amanda, and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
The employees and management at the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill are proud to support our Hatchet student athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making our area a great place to live. They are active in the life of our community, in our schools, churches, government, and organizations large and small. Good luck, Hatchets. We're proud of you from everyone at the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet sports and athletes. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, as well as Woodruff Appliance and TV, have been serving the Northwoods since 1929. They are your go-to shops with a great selection of appliances, electronics, furniture, and mattresses. Stop in to visit their knowledgeable staff and choose what fits your home, needs, budget, and style. Offering quality and affordability you can count on. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, a proud VIP Hatchet sponsor.
Fairmont Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairmont Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairmont Orthodontics.
And we're back one final time here on the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio Post Game Show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk as the Tomahawk boys basketball team falls to Medford tonight, 81-24. Pike, I'll give you some final thoughts.
Yeah, Tomahawk was not ready for this team tonight. And,
no, they
and
were
I
not.
Don't know how you can replicate the intensity and the physicality that they faced here tonight.
Yeah.
And that defense led to offense, as we've said a number of times, and that led to the scoreboard going ding, ding, ding for Medford there. And Tomahawk was playing uphill the entire game. They just got to get back to practice, run their offense sets, be secure in their passing, and work on the fundamentals. They've got Antigo coming up. That's in that
yep.
lower tier with us and Antigo and Northland Pines. And these are games that we can surprise some teams. So
yep.
they've got to be positive. And I'll tell you what, nobody quit here tonight. They were
nope.
hustling the whole time through. And if there's a loose ball on the ground, these Tomahawk Hatchets were diving for it. And they were right to the final buzzer. We were hustling our butts off, and I really appreciate that, and I'm sure the crowd did here, too.
Definitely. So that's going to wrap it up here. Next broadcast of Hatchet Sports will be on Thursday. We're going to have our first Tomahawk wrestling broadcast of the season. Hatchets will have a home quad here, Local P with Antigo and Lakeland. Tony Derleth will join me up here in the booth. Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show will begin at 6:05, and events will begin at 6:30 Thursday. Next broadcast of Hatchet Basketball will be on Friday. Tomahawk girls will be taking on Antigo here at the Hatchet House. The girls lost to Antigo by 4 last time. They'll be looking for revenge back here on Friday night.
That's good.
Yeah, it definitely
Did
is.
Did we get a score from...
We have not gotten the score update from the girls tonight. Again, they are in Medford as well. Hopefully it was a very competitive game as well. So we're going to give you the updates on all those games. Plus, the Hatchet Swimmers with their double duel in Medford and with Medford and Antigo also tonight. Again, still waiting a postponement update also from the Hatchet hockey team against Wisconsin Rapids tonight. Again, final score here from Tomahawk. Medford, 81. Tomahawk 24. Would like to thank very much Mr. John Larson for joining me on the Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show. Thank you very much to Ryan Flynn for getting us all set up. Pike, thank you as always for being up here in the booth with me. And thank you very much to Greg Albert back at the studio for making sure we're on the air and sounding good. It's going to wrap it up for everyone at WJJQ. This is Alex Cook signing off. And from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk, everyone, good night.
You've been listening to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwoods 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ Tomahawk.